Sunset at Gate's End, a Stargate Atlantis fanfic by Starry Lizard, read by In the Bottle. Elizabeth found herself looking out over a view like no other. The sun was setting over a cloudless sky, slowly revealing pinks and oranges and tinges of alien green. She couldn't remember how she'd come to be here, how she'd come to be in this peaceful place, surrounded by ancient architecture, with columns that were intricately carved with symbols framing the view. And yet, here she was, strangely unworried, considering her predicament. Beautiful, isn't it? Elizabeth straightened at the softly spoken words and the achingly familiar Scottish brogue that made her hesitate before turning. When she did turn around, Carson smiled in encouragement as if he could read her thoughts. It's perfect. Like something from a dream. Is that what this is? A dream? Carson's response was to shrug slightly. It's whatever you need it to be. Elizabeth thought his blue eyes looked even bluer than she remembered. The same colour as the open stargate that rippled behind him. I've missed you, Carson. Elizabeth swallowed past the lump that seemed to have settled in her throat, and instead looked to the stargate, wondering idly if it had always been open, and if that was how she'd come to be here. Aye, I'm sorry I had to leave so abruptly. Carson's brow furrowed slightly, before he smiled again. Yet, even as he showed his concern for her, Elizabeth couldn't help noticing how at peace he appeared. His worry lines were etched less deeply and his body was relaxed. Come sit and watch the view for a while. Carson never liked heights, or flying, or stargates. Yet here he walked over and sat down on the floor, midway between the columns, and then patted the place next to him in invitation. Elizabeth sank down beside him, leaning her weight into his shoulder. So warm and real, and felt him lean right back against her. The floor felt warm too, as if the stone had been soaking in the sun's warmth all day, and was now giving it back. Am I dead, Carson? Not yet, love. The gate's still open. Elizabeth nodded, thinking about that as they both stared out at the view in companionable silence. After a while, Elizabeth realized something odd. The colors hadn't changed in some time. It was as if someone had pressed pause. The sunset still shimmered, and the clouds moved and changed, but the sun hadn't crept any lower in the sky. It was still light enough that she could make out fields and forests spread out below, and an ocean far off the distance. It's not setting anymore. Elizabeth turned to face Carson, who was smiling. Aye, quite a mystery, isn't it? Elizabeth lifted her hand, looking at her palm where she suddenly felt a warmth, as if an invisible someone was holding on. Says this surgery went... Elizabeth... The voice was soft, as if drifting in and out like a bad radio reception. John? Elizabeth stood, looking around and straining to make sense of the words. Can't stay long. The situation is bad, but we'll figure things out. Rodney's ordering people about already, and I'm sure... Wish you could be here better at this than me. John? She was pretty sure the voice was drifting in through the open stargate, and she stepped closer to it. The voice sounded so raw, not like the confident shepherd she usually knew. Hold on. We could really use you here. Come back to us. I'm right here, John. I'm here. Elizabeth looked back at Carson, his familiar form highlighted by the motionless sunset. He smiled, eyes sparkling. You should go. They need you.
Thank you, Carson.
Goodbye, love.
Carson raised a hand in a wave, and Elizabeth returned it as she took a deep breath and stepped through the gate.